Maureen Flavin, a postal clerk, played a very key role in helping save General Dwight D. Eisenhower's D-Day invasion from potential disaster, thereby enabling the Allies to gain a foothold in France that was essential to victory during World War II. What makes her story so amazing is that she had no idea she had been so indispensable. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. There's a saying, it's the little things that matter. Occasionally, I stumble upon captivating news snippets, charming anecdotes, or lesser-known historical gems as I dive into my research for upcoming episodes. Despite their brevity, these nuggets of information convey meaningful messages about life. I strongly believe in the significance of appreciating the small things, and I'm excited to periodically share these brief segments with you. My hope is that you'll glean something valuable from each episode, no matter how modest it may be. That said, here's the rest of this story. On rare occasions, the course of history has been altered by the actions of ordinary people, just going about their everyday lives. Take that powerful image of a man standing directly in front of a tank near Tiananmen Square in China. He was never identified. The photo was taken on June 6, 1989, the day after China's bloody crackdown on student protesters. Despite his anonymity, Tank Man became an internationally recognized symbol of resistance to government oppression. Newly divorced and struggling to make ends meet, single mom Joanne Rowling turned to work on the novel she had been outlining for 5 years. She never thought she would find herself among other people who changed the world and influenced generations of people. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, which was published in 1997 under the name J.K. Rowling. Her publisher didn't believe a woman's name would appeal to young boys. Boy, was he wrong. Yet few have directly influenced as many lives as Maureen Flavin, a postal clerk stationed on a secluded stretch of the northwest Irish coast. Celebrating her 21st birthday in 1944, she played a pivotal role in shaping the outcome of the Second World War. Maureen passed away on December 17, 2023, in a nursing home, at the age of 100, as confirmed by her grandson, Fergus Sweeney. The unexpected global impact of Ms. Flavin's life unfolded in 1942 when she reported to a job advertisement for the post office in the remote coastal village of Blacksod Point. Little did she know that her duties, in addition to postal work, would involve recording and transmitting crucial weather data for the Allied weather front. Although Ireland maintained neutrality during World War II, it assisted the Allies, particularly by sharing vital weather information with Britain. Blacksod Point, being one of the westernmost points on the coast, provided early insights into weather patterns heading towards Europe. Weather forecasting emerged as a crucial component of the Allies' most significant military operation, the D-Day invasion, aimed at establishing a foothold on the European mainland. General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the architect of the assault, had planned with great care to send over 160,000 troops, nearly 12,000 aircraft, and almost 7,000 sea vessels to invade a 50-mile stretch of the beach along the Normandy region of the French coast. The date chosen for the invasion was June 5, 1944, promising favorable conditions with a full moon for visibility and low tides for easier beach access. Success hinged on clear skies and calm seas, and the limited technology of the time meant that the Allies had only a brief window for weather predictions. By 1944, Maureen Flavin's responsibilities had escalated. Weather reports were now transmitted every hour rather than every 6 hours. On the day of her 21st birthday, during a late-night shift, she noticed a slight drop in air pressure, a 7-mile-per-hour wind from the southwest, and a light drizzle, a clear sign of an impending severe storm that could jeopardize any English Channel crossing. Her report reached Dunstable, England, the town housing the meteorological headquarters. Miss Flavin received an unusual call after sending out the new report, wanting confirmation on her data. A woman with a very hard English accent urgently asked her to double-check what was sent. Ms. Flavin consulted with the postmaster's son and the lighthouse keeper, Ted Sweeney, ensuring the accuracy of her readings. Ted indicated to Maureen that her gathering of the information was not in question and accurate. General Eisenhower and his advisors, informed by Ms. Flavin's data, postponed the invasion by a day. On June 5th, rough seas, high winds, and thick cloud cover validated the decision. Some argue that had the invasion occurred on that day, it may have failed. Despite challenges, Ms. Flavin's report not only warned of disaster on June 5th, but also indicated a narrow window of opportunity on June 6th. Without any hesitation, Eisenhower proceeded with the invasion, eventually achieving victory on the Normandy beachhead. Now, there was discussion delaying the invasion beyond June 6th, but that only would have made the situation worse, as the tides and moon would not have been favorable again for several weeks, which it turned out is when the Germans expected the attack to take place. Further delay would have erased the element of surprise. It was June 6th, or potentially, the invasion may have been delayed a full year, and history most likely would have been changed forever. Maureen Flavin married the lighthouse keeper, Mr. Sweeney, in 1946. After his mother, the postmistress, passed away, Miss Sweeney took over the role. She later learned about the significance of her weather forecast in 1956, and the story gained wider attention during D-Day's 50th anniversary. Preceded in death by Mr. Sweeney in 2001, Miss Sweeney is survived by 3 sons and 1 daughter, plus 12 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Reflecting on the contrast between the vast forces relying on her weather reports and the humble Blacksod Point post office, Miss Sweeney marveled at her role in guiding history. She said, and I quote, "There they were with thousands of aircraft, and they couldn't tolerate low clouds," she remarked on Irish public radio in 2006. "We were delighted we put them on the right road. We eventually had the final say," end quote. So what can we learn from the story? What's the takeaway? Maureen Flavin Sweeney lived in a remote area of Blacksod, Ireland. Without her knowledge, she played an outsized role in world affairs. For such a small place and a simple postal clerk, a lot happened on the evening of June 3, 1944. Maureen's skill and professionalism was crucial in ensuring Allied victory, and her legacy will live on for generations to come. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, for show notes, calling out key pieces of content mentioned, and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.